From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, August 17th, health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Peter Attia, MD, #404 Mental Health Beyond Neurotransmitters, the role of hormones in psychiatry, why symptom reduction isn't enough, and the future of psychedelic therapies. Linus Abrams, MD. So, I was reading this interview with Linus Abrams, a psychiatrist who's been working on understanding the role of hormones in mental health. He's saying that traditional psychiatry focuses on reducing symptoms, but that's not the same as restoring a person's full quality of life. Think about it. Just feeling less anxious or depressed isn't the same as feeling truly happy and fulfilled. It's a subtle but important distinction. Abrams is also looking at the relationship between hormones and neurotransmitters in the brain. He's arguing that we've been too focused on the latter, and that hormones play a bigger role in our emotional experiences than we often give them credit for. This is a pretty nuanced area of research, but basically, hormones like cortisol and oxytocin can have a huge impact on our mood and behavior. One of the things that really stood out to me was Abrams' discussion of psychedelic therapies. He's part of a team that's been working on using psilocybin to treat depression, and he thinks that this kind of approach could be really powerful for some people. The idea is that psychedelics can help people access and process their emotions in a way that traditional talk therapy can't. It's still early days, but Abrams is optimistic about the potential for this kind of treatment. It's worth noting that Abrams is also critical of the way that we often talk about mental health. He thinks that we need to move beyond the idea that mental illness is just a matter of chemical imbalance or broken brain chemistry. Instead, he's advocating for a more holistic understanding of mental health that takes into account the full range of human experience. Next, second, from StatPlus, state laws may be curbing private equity takeovers of physician group. So I was reading about how state laws are changing the game for private equity takeovers of physician groups. It seems like over a dozen states have stepped up their oversight, and that's led to a significant slowdown in deal-making. Specifically, physician practice management investments are down by about half this year compared to 2025. We're talking 851 deals in 2021, but only 105 in the first half of 2026. That's a pretty big drop. Paul Pitts from Reed Smith said it's definitely a big decrease, and I think that's a pretty understated way of putting it. Up next, third, from Leela, #6, Pla Ra Relish. So I wanted to tell you about this fermented fish relish called Yo Pla Ra. I first tried it at a place in Chicago almost a year ago and it was really good. It's a type of condiment that's commonly used in certain parts of the world, and it's made from fermented fish. The flavor is pretty strong, but it's also really interesting and complex. I've been thinking about it a lot since I tried it, and I've been wanting to learn more about how it's made and what it's used for. It's definitely an acquired taste, but it's also really unique and worth trying if you're feeling adventurous. The version I had was really well balanced, with a good mix of spicy and sour flavors. It was also pretty salty, which made it go well with some of the other dishes I was eating. I'm not sure if I'd want to eat it every day, but it was definitely a fun and interesting thing to try. I think what I liked most about it was the way it added this whole new level of depth to the other foods I was eating. It's one of those things that can totally change the flavor of a dish, and it's pretty cool to experiment with. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. Have you ever tried anything like that before? And then, fourth, from G Thanks, do not buy from these brands. Okay, I have been meaning to do this forever. Here are all of our current G Thanks discount codes in one place. These are brands we genuinely love, use, recommend, have talked about approximately 1 million times, or, in many cases, you guys specifically asked me to get a code for. Some are longtime G Thanks favorites, some are newer discoveries, and some exist here simply because enough geezers said, "Can you please get us a code?" And I went knocking. The point is, this is not a random coupon code graveyard. Next, fifth, from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. You're feeling it, and also watching yourself feel it. It's talking about that little second self that pops up when you're with someone you love, like a mental clipboard that starts grading the moment. You feel the warmth, but a part of you is also asking, am I really enjoying this? Are they? That inner observer can make the experience feel half reformed, even though the feeling is real. It often shows up as a habit of debriefing right after a hug or laugh, or as a constant mental note-taking that keeps you from being fully present. The piece suggests noticing this habit, gently pausing the commentary, and letting yourself just sit in the feeling without the extra analysis. Up next, six, from Off Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft. On exhaustion, you're right. You've been looking pretty wiped, and I hear you. You've decided to lean into that fatigue on purpose, treating it like a training signal rather than a warning sign. The plan you've laid out is pretty solid. You're staying on top of hydration, constantly tweaking your posture and movement patterns, and keeping an eye on nutrition. You've also dialed back the coffee, added a few supportive herbs and supplements, and you're listening to your body enough to rest when it calls for it. All of those pieces together create a kind of smart stress that can build stamina without tipping you over the edge. The key is that you're not just pushing harder, you're also building the infrastructure, fluid balance, musculoskeletal alignment, and recovery windows that lets you handle the load. It's a balanced approach, not a reckless grind. If you keep that rhythm, hydrate, move well, eat clean, limit stimulants, supplement thoughtfully, and rest when needed, you'll likely see that the exhaustion turns into steadier, more sustainable energy. It's a gradual shift, but the consistency you're putting in should pay off over time. And then, 7th, from Healthful Radiance, this week's healthy food prep, 8/16/26. I'm excited to share what I've been cooking this week. Everything's built around a few core dishes that keep protein, fiber, and flavor front and center. First up are the Feta and Herb Jumbo Breakfast Biscuits. They're packed with feta, fresh dill, parsley, and a touch of almond flour, making them a savory, grab-and-go option. For a sweet and sticky treat, I'm pulling out a chocolate chunk date banana bread. The dates add natural sweetness while the bananas keep it moist, and a handful of chocolate chips gives that comforting bite. The lunchbox hero is a lemon garlic herb rice salad using lupina bean protein rice, tossed with cherry tomatoes, cucumber, and a drizzle of olive oil for a complete, high-protein meal. Finally, I've got vegan no-bake Twix-style cups for dessert and Greek-inspired bison meatballs for an afternoon snack. Both are easy to prep ahead and keep you satisfied all day. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.